Rashida Tlaib holds up war criminal sign during Netanyahu speech. By Joel B. Polak on July 24, 2024. Representative Rashida Tlaib, DMM, mounted a silent protest during Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's speech to Congress on Wednesday, holding up signs that said guilty of genocide and war criminal during his address. As Breitbart News noted, Netanyahu, who was received with a standing ovation, began his address by acknowledging the Israeli hostages and their families, and by honoring Israeli soldiers in the gallery, including Ethiopian and Muslim soldiers, and soldiers who, though wounded, returned to the fight. He rebuked anti-Israel protesters, alluding to the thousands who had gathered outside the capital, noting that they stood with Hamas and with evil, and noting that they often attacked the U.S. and American symbols. Those protesters who held signs saying "Gaze for Gaza," he said, may as well have said "chickens for KFC," a reference to the Islamic fundamentalism of Hamas, which persecutes and even executes gays and lesbians. In the audience sat Representative Rashida Tlaib, DMI, who wore a kafaya and held signs, "Guilty of genocide, war criminal," in protest. Tlaib has a history of extreme anti-Israel views. Few appeared to notice Tlaib's gesture, as the chamber erupted in one standing ovation after another, save when Netanyahu rebuked critics of Israel's operation against Hamas and Rafah, when only Republicans appeared to applaud. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of The Agenda, What Trump Should Do in His First 100 Days, available for pre-order on Amazon. He is also the author of The Trumpian Virtues, The Lessons and Legacy of Donald Trump's Presidency, now available on Audible. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.